Hey, everybody. So as promised, I'm here to report on my diarrhea day. Having a drink of broth, because that's what I can have today. I wondered, well, let's do this. Let's go through my instructions for the day, and hopefully that'll help. I apologize if something's a little off. I'm pretty hungry. Haven't eaten anything since like 11, and it's now 5:30. So I'm pretty hungry, but let's do this. Okay, so it starts, in advance, you'll need to purchase a bottle of Colite by prescription from the pharmacy or supermarket of your choice. And I had that prescription. They just kind of fill it out and you go do it. It's what I always want from the doctor, which is just, hey, here's a prescription. Just fill it when you're ready. But instead of being for fun pills or something, it's for diarrhea juice. So I go yesterday, I go to Walgreens. I meant to do this like on Friday because I didn't know. I was pretty sure that they would just have it there, but I didn't know. But of course, being me, I didn't go. And then on Saturday, it was like 2 or 3 o'clock, and I was like, I guess I should do this. So I go in the pharmacy, and I give the pharmacist lady the thing, and she's like, okay, well, how long, when do you need this, and or when do you whatever want to pick it up? And I was like, I mean, when it's ready. So she's like, cool, it should take like 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, awesome. So, you know, me and Poonmaster Flex are just walking around in the Walgreens. How much time can you kill in an average Walgreens? It turns out is just slightly less than 10 minutes. We looked at Cane's. I had this idea of I'm going to run a marathon in Vegas. And Poonmaster Flex is running 10K. Part of what she's worried about, though, is like, after I run a marathon, am I going to be up for, you know, Vegasing, right? Or am I going to just want to pass out and not move? And I was like, wait a second. Vegas is like the home of the mobility scooter. Like, there's never been more readily available mobility scooters than in Vegas. So what I got to do is just get a mobility scooter. And then I was like, or get one of those plastic boots or a cane or something to just have with me in the scooter so people don't just think, you probably just ran that race and whatever. And then I thought, you know, mobility scooter Pete is probably more fun than non-mobility scooter. Like, the biggest risk here is that everyone will want mobility scooter Pete back. So we looked at that shit. We looked at some other nonsense. There was a great notebook there that I was like, oh, this would be good for my eccentric millionaire ideas. Because it said, like, big ideas, and it had dates. The pages at the top had dates, idea number blank, and a title for the idea. And I was like, oh, this is good. So I thought about getting it, and then I didn't, but maybe I will. So then it was done. I promise this story gets, there's a purpose here. So my shit's done. I go back up, and there's a guy, a pharmacist, who's in the lab coat and everything. And so he's bringing it out, and he's like, did they give you instructions and everything, how to do this? And I was like, yeah, they gave me pretty thorough instructions, which I have here. And then he was like, you're pretty young for this, you know? And I was like, yeah, I agree. You know, not to, what do you want me to say? And then he's like, is everything all right? And I was kind of like, what would you say if I told you no? Like, do you have an option for me here? Should I tell you? You know, what if I was like, oh yeah, I have colon cancer? Would he then be like, oh, well, I know a guy? Or, you know, if I was like, no, I have a terrible internal hemorrhoid or, you know, whatever, Crohn's, irritable bowel syndrome. I just, you know, a crayon got stuck in there and it's fucking it all up. Like Homer Simpson's brain. That's what I'm hoping they find tomorrow. They're like, there's a crayon. It was a weird question and I was just like, I don't know. I guess we'll find out because that's the truth. I was like, Well, that's kind of what we're trying to, I mean, no, everything's not okay. That's why this is happening. I don't think it's, maybe that's what he was asking. He's like, is your doctor just saying you should do this? Because that's not correct. So anyway, I put it in my trunk, forget it there overnight, and now here it is in my kitchen. Now, okay, so I purchased that, so check. So drink plenty of clear liquids to prevent dehydration. So I've been doing okay on that. Then this whole sheet, too, I want to, like, remake this for them because it's very out of order and disorganized. And there's, like, four different fonts. Some things are underlined. Some things are all caps. It's crazy. Suggestion: sucking on lemon drops while you're taking the laxative may make it more tolerable. Now, I've read a lot about the flavor of this being terrible. And we'll get to that in a minute. So the day before your exam until 1 p.m., you may have only white bread and toast, rice cereal, cream of wheat, eggs, milk, and or juice. No fruit, vegetables, nuts, or seeds. So I had some eggs. That was it. I would have had some white toast, but I don't have any white bread. I was like, does a bagel count? I don't know. And then I was just like, oh, fuck it. Just leave it alone. I like how it's like you can have bread or toast. Like, I was going to be like, oh, well, I mean, toast is bread, right? Is there a big difference in terms of, like, when it goes through your stomach? When you take a shit after drinking or after eating a piece of bread, does it matter if the bread was toasted or not? Okay, after 1 p.m., switch to clear liquids. So that's what I've done. I've got broth and I've got apple juice. I bought the apple juice because, so I thought broth, I was like, well, I'll be all right. There is, like, no calories in broth. You know what I mean? It has almost no nutritional value other than salt. Salt, it's like one, like, cup of it is like 30% of my salt for the day. So I also bought some apple juice because I think that's a little bit higher calorie at least. And, you know, not the worst thing to drink. I can have a nice apple juice once in a while. I bought it so it's like in those little grenades. Okay, on your clear liquid diet, you may have only water, coffee, tea, soda, broth, bouillon, liquid or set jello, popsicles, but no red, juices without pulp such as apple, cranberry, or grape juice, no juice with pulp is allowed, no milk or cream products are allowed. So that's where I'm at. Was I wishing I had some jello? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a big jello person or a popsicle. I mean, I don't know. I was kind of just trying to see, like, what would have some, like, caloric content to it that might be good. I guess I could have got a soda, a clear soda, right? That's when I was thinking about beer. And I was like, I kind of wanted to ask the question, like, can you have beer? Because I'm like, that is a pretty good caloric content. And plus, I'd be fucking shit-faced because, you know, I haven't eaten anything all day. But I figured that probably didn't count. You know, I was like, yeah, I don't think they're going to be like, well, bourbon is fine. You know, have that. Okay, at 5 p.m., mix the Colite contents or the brand provided by your pharmacist with 1 gallon, which is 4 liters, of water in the container provided, which is what I have. Shake or mix well. You may chill the solution, but do not ice it. To improve the taste, you can add Crystal Light, not red, to the Colite. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know why, because the next direction for when you start pounding this stuff is for 6 p.m. So I guess they're sort of like assuming it'll take you an hour to mix this jug. I guess maybe it's the chilling. But I read everything online I read was kind of like, you know, the chilling didn't seem to affect the flavor much. And it just like, it makes it harder to pound it, right? Because it's cold. And as someone who usually drinks room temp water, I was like, all right, I'll just do it room temp style. So I'm doing this part a little late because I don't think it's going to take me an hour to fill this jug with water, shake it up thoroughly, and pour it out into a glass. Now, I've read a lot about, you know, people saying, like, it's hard to drink because it just tastes. They talk about the taste a lot. I think it might be the amount of liquid. Because at 6 p.m., begin drinking the solution. Drink 8 ounces every 10 to 15 minutes until you have drunk 13 cups. So that's like what, 100 and some ounces in like 2 hours? That's a lot. That is a lot of liquid. So like, well, let me think about beers. If I had 50 ounces of beer, so that'd be like a 40 in an hour. I mean, that's a lot of liquid, but not, I don't think it's a crazy amount, right? Be like 3 beers in an hour. Well, I did that the other night. I drank a 32-ounce beer in way less than an hour. And I guess I don't feel like I was overly full of liquid. So that should be fine. I also was reading, you know, people were like, oh, you know, don't breathe while you're drinking it and then drink tea in between or something to kill the taste. And a lot of people, the good advice I'm taking is like, don't drink something in between that you like or try and cut it. Because they were like, you can use ginger ale to cut it. And I was like, oh, I like ginger ale and have some. But then I was like, I don't know, man. What if I don't like it? You know, what if it grosses me out because this is gross? So I didn't want to do that. So, you know, I'll drink 13 cups. This is 3/4 of the gallon. Save 4 cups or 1/4 of the container for the next morning. You should be having clear, light, yellowish, watery diarrhea. Cool. Exciting. Now, I've read that this can take about an hour for the diarrhea to really start flowing. So I wonder what, you know, how that's going to work as far as I'll probably be halfway through what I need to drink in the hour. I did once, about 2 years ago, maybe a little longer even. It was shortly after I started dating Poon Master Flex. Because she was about to go on vacation. And I got, you know, one of my Peter colds. And I got sick. And so I was trying to get well in as quickly as possible. And also, this was during the period when I was experimenting. I was like, anything anyone suggests, I'll try. So I was taking garlic pills. Oil of oregano, I think, was another thing. I was making these like smoothies that were brown and tasted like a pizza shop, but also burned. It was like enough garlic, it felt like a chemical burn. You know, I drank toddies, which was great, but I don't think it did anything for my cold. And I, you know, my boss was just like, I just pound water like crazy, like so much water. And I was like, all right. And I drank a 5-gallon thing of water in like one day. You know, I was just drinking as much water as I could, like to the point where my stomach hurt, like from the water and bursting. And I got up to pee in the night several times. And each time I got up to pee, it wasn't like I got up and peed. It was like a desperate need to urinate. And I would be standing there forever. I mean, I just started sitting eventually because it was like, this is never going to end. Why did I start telling that story? Watery diarrhea. Okay, so then here's the other thing that sucks. 3 hours before you're scheduled to arrive, drink 8 ounces more of the liquid every 10 to 15 minutes until you finish the remainder of the container. Now, my procedure is set for 6:45 is my arrival. So that means I'm going to have to get up at 3:45 to polish off the rest of this and have another bout of diarrhea. So that's awesome. Continue drinking clear liquids the evening before your procedure and the following day until 2 hours before. So basically, I'll get up, drink this, and then I guess I'll have the option to drink some more stuff. Great. And then 2 hours before, do not eat or drink anything. So I can only go up to 2 hours before. Can't eat or drink anything. So we'll just have to see there. Take prescribed medications you normally would, blah, 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 for diabetes. So, there we are. So because my procedure is so early, and this doesn't seem to be, you'd think it would be more oriented towards, like, number of hours before your thing, right? So I'm like, well, I'm assuming that this is the directions for if you're getting it done at, like, 8 a.m. or something, or 9 a.m., because like 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. is a much shorter time, but whatever. So I'm gonna mix this up and we'll do our first glass and set a timer and see how it goes. So just give me a minute here and we'll go down the hatch and see what happens. All right, so I got my first glass here. Doesn't really smell like anything. Doesn't look like anything. So here we go. Oh, hang on. Let's see if my drum roll works here. All right. Ugh. Well, it's not good. Ugh, it's got an aftertaste. I'll tell you that right now. It's not good. It's almost salty. Ugh, God. It's got a weird aftertaste. But, you know, should be able to do it. I marked off where the first glass was, and then we'll go through to the second glass. And marking off where the first glass was may have been a mistake, because it is not very fucking far. I thought about pouring it all out and, like, just kind of seeing what I could do here. And I also thought about maybe doing shots, so we may get down to that a little bit later. You know, if I get down to the last glass or so, last couple, and you just pour it out in some shot glasses and go fucking nuts. I'm a little concerned, too. I was like, I'll just pour it in a bunch of glasses. And then I was like, I don't know. I want to make sure that whatever I drink this out of, I wash it real good. Because I don't think I want any, like, remaining debris of laxative, prescription laxative, when it comes time to, you know, just not be shitting myself. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a break here and just keep drinking some more and then get back on in a little bit when there's something to talk about, when something starts happening or when the fireworks begin. Okay? So, yeah, that sounds right there with the drum roll. So we'll see in a minute. What will seem like a short time to you, and it's probably a lot of drinking of stuff for me, and see if maybe we need to do like a switch to some shots, do some power hour or something like that. I had some friends who were talking about, you know, they want to do that Century Club thing where you drink the 100 ounces of beer in 100 minutes, which is like, all right, so in 120 minutes is 2 hours, so 100 is like an hour and 40 minutes, so that's like a beer every 10 minutes, but not quite, for almost 2 hours. So that's like, that's a pretty big amount of beer. I mean, it's not 10 beers, what is it, like 8? Would be 80, yeah, that'd be like 96 ounces, right? So it's like 8 beers in about 2 hours. It's a pretty hefty amount of beer. That's a good way to get someone like a Pete to vom. But we'll see. All right. We'll be back. All right, I'm 5 cups in. I think it's only going to take me about 8 cups. I've been fudging a little. Not by... That doesn't mean diarrheaing. That means I've been drinking a couple extra ounces with each one, because I was like, I don't want to do this 13 fucking times for 2 hours. Let's bang it out. Pete's pretty good at chugging gross liquid. You know what it tastes like is, I feel like I was just talking about on this show how at the Greeley Urban Classic mini golf tournament, I made some non-alcoholic drinks and one was salt water. This definitely tastes like salt water. It's like drinking salt water. But it's not as salty. It's got electrolytes, which I understand is salt. So I should have said that my broth I'm drinking has a lot of salt or electrolytes in it, because that's like a sports drink, right? Electrolytes. I looked at a ginger ale and it has 100 calories in it. That's like 3 times as much as broth. So I'll probably have one of those a little later. Because, you know, that'll probably make me feel a little better. So far, so good. Not a lot of fudging going on outside of the math fudging. But But I do feel a little rumbling in my bumbling, if you will. I'd kind of like to, I don't know if this is how it's supposed to work, I'd kind of like to plow through what I got to drink before the dumpage really begins. I feel like that's the way to go, because I feel like if you do that, if you don't, then you're going to have to like get up and drink this stuff, you know, in the middle of shitting, which doesn't sound ideal. And, you know, if I have to shit for a while and then get up and drink this and then shit some more, then yeah. The fewer times I had to do that seems like the better, right? The fewer times I go through that process seems like preferential. So I'm waiting, you know. But I know it's seeping in. One day a real colite will come and wash these streets clean. That quote is attributed to my my intestines. But yeah, so far, so good. So far, I mean, not good, but... The worst thing has just been not eating food, to be honest with you. The worst part has just been not eating anything, and then I'm, you know, wondering, like, it's probably going to be hard to sleep because I'll be really hungry, and it's hard for me to sleep when I'm hungry. It's probably hard for everyone. It's hard for me. I just mean, you know, it's not generally a preferential thing, right? To sleep without eating. So that's been the worst so far. But, you know, I haven't gone... The actual crapping hasn't happened, so I can't get too excited about how easy and simple it's been. You know, taking this massive amount of laxatives has been no problem. I mean, I haven't crapped yet, but... I did think, I was like, I wonder if there's anyone out there who's just, like, immune to laxative. You know what I mean? If you could drink all this and then just nothing would happen. I don't think that's me. That's not what prompted that. I'm not that dumb. I'm not so dumb as to be like, I'm probably immune to laxative. Because I seems unlikely. Okay. I'm like a weird mix of thirsty and not wanting to drink any more of this stuff. So sign off for a little bit here and we'll be back. We'll be back. All right. So we had our first outburst, and I am two glasses away from finishing what I need to drink today. I'm supposed to drink the next one in about 3 or 4 minutes. And then I'll have... No, wait. Yeah, then I'll have one more. Then I'll be at the end for today. And then we'll need to bust out a couple more tomorrow, it looks like. Looks like it'll be maybe 10 to 12 total. So if it's 12 and I drink 8, that's not right. Looks like, I don't know, I would guess 8, 10-ish maybe. I don't know, I'm supposed to drink 3/4. So if it was 12 and I drank about 9. So that's probably about right since I've been fudging on the ounces. So far, I would rate the diarrhea as, you know, your average diarrhea. Wasn't nothing to write home about, you know, as diarrheas go. I mean, have I had diarrheas to write home about? You know it. You know I have. If there's a diarrhea to write home about, God knows I've had it. But this is... So far, it's fine. You know, my stomach is rumbling. Like, I can tell something's coming. Getting the little, like, in my stomach, like the... And it's not painful or anything. It's just... you can tell it's like, get this out of here. Get this out of my stomach. So I guess we'll see what happens. I'm thirsty. I think drinking this stuff has made me quite thirsty. Because it's so fucking salty. And because it's not water... I probably should have had more water. I've had barely any water today. That was a mistake. But I'll be rehydrating soon. As soon as this is all over. Also was real thirsty. I guess I had some water because when I was drinking that broth, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is like all salt. This is making me so fucking thirsty. These pretzels are making me thirsty. Is what my butt would say. So I'll drink this glass, and my hope is to drink this one, and then the last one before I have to make another trip to the can. On the plus, the cleanup was a breeze because, you know, it was just liquid. So it turns out that, like, it seems like when you take a dump, what you want to have is you want to have something solid enough to pass through without gunking you up, or so liquidy that you're just like, well, that's over, you know. I looked at some bidets on Amazon today. Turns out they're, like, not super expensive and pretty easy to install on your toilet. So I may just do that. We'll see. The problem with the bidet is it potentially works when I'm home, right? But it's not going to work when I'm everywhere else. I'm going to do travel with it and the connectors and, like, a pipe wrench so I can put it on. Probably not. Probably not going to do that. We'll see. It'll be fun when they pull it out of my bag and they're like, what is this, a bomb? And I'm like, no, it prevents a bomb of sorts. A slow fuse that burns in my butt crack. Okay. I'll see you guys again in what to you seems like no time. Okay, well, it's a few hours later. I managed to finish the amount I was supposed to in the time I was supposed to. I got some pretty good stomach cramps. Pretty serious. And then peed out my butt, basically. You know, you don't really realize how much pee can sort of rocket out of your butthole as opposed to your pee hole. Maybe this is a dude thing, because I know our pee holes are teeny tiny. I don't actually know how big the pee hole is for a lady, but the butthole is much superior when it comes to rocketing out a large amount of liquid, because you could tell because there were little pieces in there and the pressure was just like shooting them out like crazy. But I feel mostly all right now. To get up in about 5 hours probably to finish the job and prepare. I'm mostly excited to eat something tomorrow. That's my biggest excitement. So that's the journey. That is the journey. Streetlights, people, huh? We'll get back to you soon. I don't know if I'll be up to do any of this at 4 or 5 in the morning, but we'll see. If I am, we'll do it, and if not, it'll probably just end. And then next time you hear from me, I'll be hamburgered up and ready to talk some more. All right, we'll see you soon. Will Peter survive his procedure? Will he be adequately prepped so the doctor can look inside his butt? Deeply? Will these dramatic stings work out? You should already know the answer to that one, but the answers to the others coming up in our next episode.